Marxist Hassan Piker called out for using defense bingo card to downplay extreme comments. By Amy Furr on August 16, 2026. A Democrat political operative has accused Marxist Hassan Piker, who wore a suit styled after Chinese dictator Mao Zedong, of trying to downplay his controversial comments. Shannon Watts shared her assessment in a social media post on Friday, blasting Piker, a far-left commentator, for how he has defended himself amid blowback, Fox News reported Sunday. Hassan Piker defense bingo card, it's a joke. Satire. Hyperbole. It's out of context. It was years ago. English is my second language. I stream for hours. Bad faith clipping smear campaign. Critics are being paid by Israel, she wrote in the post. She later shared what appeared to be a bingo card with her assessment. Watts is a gun control proponent who in 2017 urged women to run for Congress and work toward instituting gun control, according to Breitbart News. In response to her post, Piker said, "All of that is true and valid. You behave as a GOP operative. IPAC is worse than the NRA and funded by the same mega-billionaires and you're still attacking its critics because you're a shameless grifter who doesn't care about the Dem Senate majority or punishing Trump." Their exchange highlighted the fact that some Democrats were uncomfortable with his extreme comments, posts, and videos. In July, Piker wore a suit similar to Zedong's during a speech given at the College Democrats of America convention, per Breitbart News. Despite Mao's communist regime resulting in tens of millions of deaths in China, Piker has told his fans that he refuses to criticize him and called him one of the great leaders of this world, the outlet said. At the time, Watts also criticized his speech and appearance, stating he was dressed like Mao and talking about how much he hates the majority of Democrats as an invited guest of a college Dems. Our party having a normal one. Piker recently said he should have phrased things better while discussing his viral comments about America deserving 9/11, Breitbart News reported Thursday. The September 11, 2001 attacks murdered 2,977 Americans in the worst terrorist attack in our nation's history, the outlet noted. Meanwhile, longtime Democrat strategist James Carville said if Piker became a force in the Democratic Party he would leave. I am not going to be in the same party with Hassan Piker, I can tell you that right now. If he becomes a force in the Democratic Party, I'm out of here, Carville stated.